Happy spring. I am very, very excited that we are officially in the spring season, even though I've been pretending like we are for quite some time, and even though it totally snowed here today. I'm just pretending that it's not. I'm very salty about it, but we're just going to move on and keep going along this theme of spring cleaning, revitalizing, refreshing, decluttering, all of the things, because you're going to see it everywhere right now. And I just like to think about it in a way that's a little bit different. I don't know. There's a lot of buzzwords that go around. And if you saw the title of this episode, can you be a homesteader and a minimalist? I think maybe. But before you jump ship when seeing the word minimalist, I want you to hang around because there are five ways that I got minimalism really wrong to begin with. And potentially you are too if the word minimalism makes you want to run in the other direction. I totally get it. And hey, maybe some of you are here for the minimalism. There are all different types of homesteaders. There's a lot of ways that we can be. Isn't that a beautiful thing? I think that that's great. Welcome to the Homestead Challenge Podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise. So first, I want to ask, did you sign up for the time management challenge, the free 5-day challenge that I am running? This is an ongoing challenge. You can sign up at any time. Those of you who signed up on the first day that it went live may have already seen that I have some very exciting things coming up here. They have already been in the know about what I have going on, but I'm not launching this exciting thing until next week. So if you do want to be in the know and you want to build the foundation for your homestead, whatever that looks like, whether you have a real homestead or not, and you want to find more time in your days to do all of the homesteady things that you don't think that you could possibly fit in, but I believe you can, then go ahead to thehomesteadchallenge.com/time and go ahead and sign up for the free 5-day challenge. And on that last day, you'll get to be in the know about the exciting stuff. But like I said, you'll have to wait till next week to find out all about it. So in today's episode, as we're just talking about all of this spring cleaning and decluttering, it's like the minimalist time to shine. I feel like that was a buzzword for so long. Like, oh gosh, 10 years ago? Is it been that long? I suppose it has. But I feel like it kind of makes a resurgence this time every single year where we all, you know, aspire to become some kind of minimalist, whether that's really what we truly want or truly are like in our souls or not. You know, we all have these great aspirations when we come to spring cleaning. But hint, I don't want to be minimalist, but I think that there are a lot of things that we can still incorporate and learn from minimalists to further the principles and values that we have in our homesteads. So when you think of minimalism, you might think of like Marie Kondo and tidying, you know, the magic, life-changing magic of tidying up. You might think of like minimalism aesthetic. So like you might think of all gray walls and super cold, modern. Like I am not here for that. Totally fine if you are. It's not my vibes. But I think there's some things about minimalism that are really important and they have really nothing to do with the way things look whatsoever. So I think that to begin with here, we need to kind of define homesteading and minimalism. So when we think of homesteading, we think of like cozy home filled with tons of fresh food and the pantry full stocked of all the mason jars, canning supplies, messy garden, like dirt, all the stuff. And yeah, that's definitely all true, but is that really the heart of what we're at with our homestead? To me, homesteading is about making what I can with what I have in order to live a more sustainable and healthier life. So while the visions of the homestead aesthetic are real and we all maybe aspire to have that homestead full, jam-packed with all of those things, really, I think a lot of us are just here for like living a little bit better, no matter what that looks like. So if homesteading is about making something from nothing and maybe putting your family first or whatever your values are first, then maybe we can coexist with minimalism. So minimalism, I'm reading this definition here. Normally, I do not script my episodes. I just have an outline, but I gotta read here this definition. So the minimalists, who, if you don't know, if you haven't ever followed anything minimalism, they are authors, podcasters, bloggers. They do all the things. And they define minimalism as the following. Minimalism is all about living with less. This includes less financial burdens, such as debt and unnecessary expenses. For many minimalists, the philosophy is about getting rid of excess stuff and living life based on experiences rather than worldly possessions. And like, really, I think that we're kind of all here for that definition, right? Like, if that's how we're defining minimalism, most of us want those things. We want less financial burdens. We don't want unnecessary expenses. Getting rid of excess stuff. And I think that we can all define what excess means for us. It doesn't have to be somebody's standards, like the people back, I don't know if people are still doing this, but it was like a trend to only make enough trash that fits in the mason jar in a year. That was like a YouTube thing. I know that a lot of us are probably not doing that. Definitely not over here. But so excess can definitely mean a lot of things to different people, but we all have excess and we can all get rid of some of it in order to live the way that we want to live. Thinking of minimalism like as a tool to keep what is important to us and getting rid of that excess clutter really does fit in with the definition that I have of homesteading and the way that I want to homestead. So if you are new here and you don't know much about my story, I came from a very normal middle-class home and we're definitely consumers. I was always a hyper consumer, like new clothes every single season, every single year, always going to Bath & Body Works and getting 10 new of the candles of the season and hand soaps and all of it. Just so much excess consumption. And I'm still very much a consumer. I do not have frugality in my bones, and I so wish that I did. I really do. I don't. I know a lot of homesteaders do, and that is excellent. Teach me your ways. I just know that some people are born with it or grow up that way, and some people are not. It's just not my story. So I was like this crazy hyper consumer. And then as I was trying to like, I don't want to say heal myself of this. And it's, like I said, it's something that I'm always working on. But when I truly came to the realization that like something had to change, I just straight up Marie Kondo'd my whole life. So I went a little bit nutso on my house, got rid of like so much stuff. I couldn't put a number on it. People was like, I got rid of 80% of my stuff. I'm not counting. But there were a lot of things that I learned during this process about minimalism and things that I kind of got wrong during this experience of trying to overcorrect my hyperconsumerism. And especially like once I started this homesteading way, I really learned that there were probably better ways to go about the whole minimalism thing. So here are five things that I got wrong about minimalism. Number one was decluttering everything that didn't spark joy, which was when I started Marie Kondoing everything. I found later on that it might actually be useful to have some extra things on hand. I got rid of like anything that was double. I mean, anything. If it was double, it was just gone. But now that I live a homesteading life and now that I have children, I've learned a few things. So, like, is it really more minimalist to have just, like, a few containers in your kitchen? Or is it more minimalist to have to do less dishes on a daily basis? Like, you know, being able to leave a couple things in the dishwasher and not having to wash things all the time. So to me, time and function are super important in this stage of life. And anything that saves me time is kind of a minimalist way for me. And another big mistake that I made with getting rid of everything that didn't spark joy was not decluttering sustainably. So when I step back and actually look at my values of why I wanted to live this way, sustainability had a major role in why I wanted to live this way, and I did not do it sustainably. I just threw away stuff. I just sent anything and everything off to donation, even if I knew that it probably wouldn't get sold there or was too damaged or it could have been better used somewhere else. A lot of different things. In the last episode, if you're interested and you haven't listened yet, I talk about three different ways to refresh and revitalize your home for spring. And one of those is my 30-day sustainable declutter challenge, where you can learn all about sustainable decluttering. You're always more than welcome to check that out, always on the blog. All right, number two, I think we've talked about this, thinking there's only one way to be a minimalist. So it's definitely not just that modern, cold aesthetic. You don't have to fit all of your trash into a mason jar. It's really just about lifestyle simplification. And I think that that's about it. Like, there's, as long as you are simplifying your life in a way that works for you, then you can call yourself a minimalist if you want. Number three, not doing the mental work. So during that time, I got rid of so much junk, but I didn't really get back to the root cause of why I was purchasing that junk to begin with. Like, that's a super easy way for us to just fall right back into this consumerism. So you have to think, if you're going to be buying something, does buying any of these things align with the goals that you have for your homestead? If it does, cool. Like, you can still have things. My house is totally, like, decorated in a, I wouldn't say a super maximalist style, but kind of. I like stuff. I really do. But as long as it fits into things that I can manage, then cool. All right, number four. Doing things the easy way is not always best. So for a long time, I actually didn't even want to start a garden because it takes a lot of time. And I lived in a rental house, and I didn't think, I was like, okay, well, if I can't grow everything that my family needs, then what is even the point? Like, why bother growing just a few things? Which, now that I look back, is very silly. Gardening always brings you a sense of peace, and anytime you're growing something is great, and it's a learning experience. So many good things there. But a lot of homesteading things are this way. I mean, creating a meal from scratch, repairing items instead of replacing them. These all take a lot more time, and they're definitely not more practical than just replacing. It's definitely not always the quickest and easiest route, but the road to minimalism for me is definitely more about having that minimalist mindset and not so much about that minimalist aesthetic. And finally, number five, minimalist aesthetic versus function. So when I was doing my crazy decluttering, I got rid of everything that, like, I didn't want anything on the counters. I didn't want to see any clutter. I wanted everything to be able to fit into a drawer, into a closet. Like, all the visual clutter had to go. And this works for some people, but it doesn't work for everyone. If you listen to episode 12, all about my kitchen organization, then you'll learn that there are actually different types of organization styles. So if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go over there. It's going to send you over to a quiz about your organization style. I think it's super important to know, because if you're trying to be a minimalist, yet if you get rid of all of the things on your counters and stuff, you might feel kind of strange in your own home. Like, for me, if I have everything put away in drawers and closets, I probably will forget to use them. So I'm just not going to use any of it at all. And then I'll just sit there awkwardly or something. I don't know. But it doesn't work for me. So minimalist aesthetic, absolutely never going to work for me. I need it to function. And so whatever your style is and whatever kind of function that looks like for you, totally fine. So I really think that we can combine homesteading and minimalism in a lot of different ways, but the first step is really deciding your goals, which I keep talking about over and over again here. It's very important to decide what your homesteading goals are. Whether we are talking about purchasing something new or adding on an activity to the homestead, we just need to make sure that they are going to align with those goals so we can reach the lifestyle that we want to attain. So that is your ongoing homework for this episode. Before bringing something new into your life, physical or an activity, just make sure it aligns with your goals. If you are feeling like you want some more time in your days and you're starting to really try to get a grasp on all of your things in your home life, definitely go ahead and check out the Time Management Challenge at thehomesteadchallenge.com/time. And I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Are you a minimalist? Are you maximalist? Whoa, maximalist? Somewhere in between? I think it's safe to say that most of us are probably somewhere in between. Go ahead, come on over to the Facebook group and let's chat about it there. Until next time, friends. Bye. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.